You can't miss it as you drive along or walk along Washtenaw Avenue. It stands close to 150 feet tall, a cylindrical column built with Joliet limestone and topped with a curving shingled roof. The tower is 85 feet across at its base, with a steel tank at the top that can hold 250,000 gallons of water, which is used to help regulate pressure in the system and can serve as a source of water in a fire emergency. Being a college town, Ypsilanti is home to a lot of students. Students who have a pretty wide range of opinions about the water tower.
It's a great distinct landmark. It dignifies us versus every other city in America.
I think it's an awesome phallic-shaped object, and that it brings some sort of, like, unity. As weird as that sounds, like, it's a giant circular tube in the middle of our campus, but like people bond over the water tower, which is kind of cool.
I like the water tower. I mean, on my way home, every time I go home from work, I just look at it. I'm like, I'm almost home. And it makes me smile.
I think that every father that watches his daughter walk across that graduation stage is sad, because the tradition, or the legend says that when a virgin graduates Eastern, the tower will fall. So every dad is crying every time they watch that. But I think it's a great thing. I mean, everyone knows what it is, where it's like what this town is because of that.
Local historian and author James Mann acknowledges the tower has a rather unusual masculine shape.
Back in 1913, the Olmsted brothers, landscape architects, came to Ypsilanti, wrote a thick report on how they felt the city could be improved. And one of the things they noted was the unfortunate shape of the water tower and suggested improvements, but noted that these were highly impractical because of the shape.
But the tower has a lot of historical significance, too. In 1975, it was chosen as an American Water Landmark by the American Water Works Association. The Ypsilanti Heritage Foundation honored the water tower by designating it a historical architecture. As you might expect for a structure whose construction was completed in 1890, the tower has a lot of history, both official and unofficial. James Mann says the original cupola at the very top of the tower was replaced back in 1905 over concerns that it might blow off.
After the cupola was removed for many years, there was just a hole in the top, and apparently pigeons liked the warmth of the interior of this tower above the water tank. And an inspection was being done, and somebody noticed this white film on the top of the water. And it was decided that maybe they should close that hole.
Mann notes that he drinks Ypsilanti water and has never suffered any ill effects and has had no desire to suddenly take flight. In the 1930s, there was a rumor that a body had been found in the water tank.
The water apparently in the city had taken on a funny taste. And people were saying that maybe a body had been found. This was firmly denied by authorities. The water was tested. It was safe to drink, they said. And no body or body parts officially reported were ever found in the water tower.
The tower cost just under $21,400 to build. And Mann says it's important to note that the money paid to local day laborers who did the work stayed in the community. Speaking of the workers, they included a series of crosses in the walls as they placed the stone. One is clearly visible on the west side of the tower above the doors. See if you can find the others if you get a chance to take a look around sometime. The crosses were included for protection, and there were no fatalities during construction of the Ypsilanti Water Tower. The tower is imposing from the outside, but actually getting a look inside is something else altogether. You used to be able to tour the inside of the tower during the Heritage Festival, but events of September 11, 2001 changed all that. I met Ypsilanti Community Utilities Water System Supervisor Mike Schaefer and Director of Service Operations Bob Fry outside the east entrance.
All right, okay, there you go.
The big doors swing open and we step inside. As my eyes become accustomed to the dark, I see that the space inside is fairly open, with a pretty normal-looking stairway leading up through the center of the tower. Up the stairs we go. I neglected to ask how many steps there were up to the door that opens out onto the catwalk that runs around the outside of the tower, but it's a bunch. We stop a couple of times on the way to rest and to take a few pictures out the round windows. We see another of the crosses in the stone on our way up. Finally, we reach the catwalk door.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
Water Systems Supervisor Mike Schaefer unlocks the padlocks and removes the chains keeping the door locked. The door opens, and I'm invited to step out onto the catwalk. I'm a little concerned that it might not be able to hold a 280-pound guy, until Fry tells me they used to let a dozen people at a time walk around out there. Convinced I'm not going to plummet to my death, I step out onto the catwalk.
Great view, isn't it?
As you can see from the ground, the catwalk is enclosed with fencing. I walk around the outside of the tower, taking pictures and a brief video. It's a fantastic view of the southern border of the Eastern Michigan University main campus and the surrounding area. But we're not at the top of the tower just yet.
Now, are you wanting to go all the way to the top? What's your thoughts? Or is this...
This is probably good. I mean,
you sure? Okay.
I don't know that I'd say I jumped at the chance to go higher up into the water tower, but since this was never part of the public tour, I figured I'd better take advantage of the opportunity. The only way up into the cap of the tower, if you will, is through a small trap door in the ceiling above the catwalk. Schaefer uses a short ladder to unlock the trap door. Once it's open, he pulls down a sectional ladder. Schaefer climbs up first, and I follow. Once through the trap door, there's a narrow stairway that spirals up between the huge water tank and the outside wall. There's one more wooden ladder to traverse before we get to the top, and another trap door that opens up into the cupola. I'm actually climbing a ladder above the water tank now, to the very top of the tower. I thought the view was impressive from the catwalk.
Here we go. Okay. Thanks. We are here.
Up in the crow's nest, as it's called, we have to crouch so we don't hit our heads on the ceiling. From this height, we can see what looks like the University of Michigan Hospital, along with several other water towers in neighboring communities. The lighted star that adorns the top of the tower for the holidays lies on the floor, awaiting its next appearance.
So roughly how high up are we right now?
147 feet is how high we are now.
Just about at the tippy top almost.
Yep, absolutely. The crow's nest is the very top of the tower.
Before long, we're on our way back down. Once again on terra firma, I talk a little bit about the tower with my hosts, Ypsilanti Community Utilities Authority Water System Supervisor Mike Schaefer and Director of Service Operations Bob Fry. Fry says the tower is inspected regularly.
We had it structurally inspected last year. Okay. Company come in and inspected it, and it was in very good shape still. Yep. Just minor things, you know.
YCUA spent close to $115,000 back in 1976 to renovate the tower. And while you might wonder if such an old historic structure might one day become cost prohibitive to keep in service, Schaefer says we can look forward to the Ypsilanti Water Tower doing its job for the foreseeable future.
It's in great shape. Everything really looks good. It's amazing that the material they used has held its integrity. The tank, again, is in great shape. All the beams are in great shape. So, yeah. We can foresee this tower being used for a long period of time.
Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.